Good morning, wonderful listeners. You've tuned into Post Session Podcast, a podcast filled with the stoke of a surf session and the wise guidance of an ocean voyager. Your water-loving hosts are ready to share this infectious state of mind while encouraging and inspiring you
for your next adventure.
Hey,
go.
Hey, Post Session Podcast friends, surfers, paddleboarders, divers, skaters, skiers,
patrons.
We
and if you're not, please do.
Yeah. Ashley, hey, I haven't seen you in a month and a half.
I didn't think you were coming back.
I didn't want to come back to Puerto Rico.
But now that you're in the podcasting seat, you're happy to be back, right?
And we are stoked this morning to be interviewing a young competitive surfer, Miss Sky Steinmetz, or as many of y'all know her as Sky the Surfer Girl on Instagram. She is raking in the contest wins for her age bracket.
You know what?
What?
I'm excited because, as everybody knows, I have 8-year-old Ani and 4-year-old Cape. So I'm happy to have a young person in the seat this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Sky.
Hi.
Thanks for coming out this morning.
No problem.
Yeah. It's really afternoon.
Yeah.
So even you could swing that one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, we both already. Oh, so we start off our podcast with post-session notes.
Yeah.
And this is going to be easy for Sky because basically post-session notes is what you did in the water. And mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure I saw Sky walking out with her board this morning.
Did you go surfing this morning?
Yes,
I okay. did. Tell us, give us your post-session notes.
Well, this morning I went out about 7:45-ish.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty big, but it was high tide, so it was pretty mushy.
Nice.
And easier to get out. And to at least if you got past a short break.
Amen to that.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Is it the kind of surf that would be good for me? She said kind of big, but she also said mushy.
Yeah. Gosh. Ashley, yeah. You can do it.
Yeah, I'm going to take that as a yes. Thanks.
Do you have a memorable wave from this morning?
My favorite wave was probably the last wave I took.
Mm-hmm.
It was a smaller wave, but I still did a lot of turns. It was really fun.
Nice.
All the way to the beach.
Yeah, my last wave was all the way to the beach, too.
Isn't that the whole thing, though? You got to ride the last one all the way in, right?
If you can.
Yeah.
God willing.
So I have a quick question before we go into your post-session note.
Okay.
Are you, when you're out there just doing your regular surf, I'm going to go surfing this morning, whatever, are you always in training mode? Or are you allowed to just have fun sometimes too? Or is it both?
It's both usually. I usually have fun and I train.
Right. You're always thinking about, can I do this? What do I need to work on? I see Dad. Dad's in the room this morning with us.
Yeah.
He's trying to keep to himself over there.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah. You taking pictures and making sure she's getting her training in?
Dad was out there surfing this morning. Yeah. He's out there grabbing waves. He's not just the picture taker.
Well, that's probably where she gets her. You know what? We're getting ahead of ourselves.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. Tell us about your trip.
Just got back 2 days ago from Puerto Rico. That would be a great place, Sky, for you and your dad, maybe your family, to check out. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of fun. We did a post-session podcast surf retreat. Had a couple of ladies come down and enjoy some surf and enjoy some sun. We saw a ton of whales breaching.
Ooh.
And spouting.
Whalesies.
Yeah. That was really cool. And I found a new place to snorkel, which was like just so different. It like we got to this place and suddenly it looked like we were on another planet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really cool. So
painted your house pink.
We painted. The name of the color is Dishy Coral. Okay.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, it looks totally pink.
It's wonderful. It's an island color.
It totally is.
Yeah.
Like tropical Caribbean
mm-hmm.
heaven.
Happy
right there.
Color.
Yeah. How about your trip?
Well, I just got back from Trinidad.
Woo, woo, woo.
Which we've dove there many times before. But this time was super awesome because we had a smaller class. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys know that I'm a free diver. So I do breath hold diving. So my husband and I went down for a class, did some breath hold diving. We had a stout crew this time, which is always awesome. I mean, I was humbled because I haven't been diving since it got cold. Because I just don't want to do that, you know. Since it got cold, I really haven't been stretching my legs. And we had several people approaching 100 feet. And it's the first time in a long time I can remember feeling a little winded.
Mm.
Yeah. Like I was thinking, oh, you're going to kill me. We had a lot of LMCs too, which was kind of exciting.
And is that like the ones training for or that are teachers?
No, these are just students, loss of motor controls. There are people pushing their limits out there in the class. And it was our first ever, because there's a huge Muslim community in Trinidad, and our first ever Muslim woman on the line, which was pretty sweet because it's a fairly restrictive sport. You know, the suits are tight. You're usually changing in front of people or, you know, like surfing. You got the towel wrapped around you kind of thing. So it was interesting to watch her navigate, you know, the social aspect of diving.
Yeah.
In relation to her religious beliefs. So, and she killed it.
Yeah.
She killed it. She murdered it. She was like a foot off from 100 feet. So.
Wow. God, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's really, speaking of suits, I did get a new wetsuit. I got it for Christmas, but it was, I haven't been able to wear it because I got COVID for Christmas. So, and then I was in Puerto Rico. So today was my first time wearing my Buell 3-2 wetsuit. I got it because it's polka dotted up top. And I was like, that's fun.
Is it enough? 3-2 right now?
You know what? In the season of life that I'm at, that I tend to stay in, which is running a little hot, it's pretty good. And I'm not here that much of the winter. So, but the cool thing is there's surprises inside the suit. I am pulling it down.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing I see is a Joan of Arc quote.
Oh.
Yeah. And it says, you were made for this or something, something, something. And then I'm like, oh, heck yeah. I am so cool. And then I'm pulling it down further. And right when I get to the knees, like where you're like, ugh, there's smiley faces on both knees looking up at me.
It's like an LOL surprise doll for grown-ups.
Exactly.
She doesn't know what that is. You know what it is, though, don't you, Sky?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a doll. And you start opening things and there's 100 different things to unwrap. And the one...
Okay, that's so cool.
We'll have to put a picture of it.
What wetsuit do you wear?
I actually wear a Buell 5-4 right now.
Woo! She's in the Buell. She knows what I'm talking about. 5-4, because she's tiny. Sky is a thin machine, surfing machine.
Which means she gets cold out there.
All right, what about... the injustice of the week.
Yeah. Did you bring an injustice of the week, Sky?
Yes, dun, dun. I did.
Oh, thank goodness, because we didn't even talk about this.
Is it Dale the surfer? Just kidding. He's been my injustice a number of episodes.
You guys know Dale? I hope you're listening, Dale. We love you. Sky, what's your injustice?
My injustice is probably trying to fit in all my schoolwork on days that I surf a lot and have other stuff.
Since
I'm homeschooled.
You are homeschooled, though.
Yes.
Well, hello. That makes things easy peasy.
Yes, it does.
We homeschooled Ani last year, and Dad, you know, I'm sure you have, I don't know if Mom or Dad does the bulk, the heavy lifting, probably Mom. Yeah. It's in a tremendous amount of work if you do it well. But wow, just to be able to go surf when they're surf and push off the other stuff till later. Mm-hmm. If you were in regular school, conventional school, forget about it, sister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do? You surf in the morning.
I usually surf in the morning. Then I go and do my schoolwork. And then I usually have a tennis lesson in the afternoon. Yeah. I play a lot of tennis.
That's right. She's a tennis pro, too.
Well, good Lord, sister. Yeah.
Good when Lord. I think of when Sky's going to be in the Olympics, I'm like, okay, is she going to be a skater, surfer, or tennis player, or all three?
Probably all three. That's pretty common these days. Okay, and then the fact that you live in Rocky Point means there's a lot of drive time.
Yeah.
A lot of window time, so you can do your schoolwork in the car, too.
Yeah, I do a lot of schoolwork in the car.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Way to utilize your time. She's so mature, like utilizing her time wisely. I didn't learn that skill till I was 30.
If you want to surf, you got to keep your grades up. And if you don't do your work in the car and get that junk done, you ain't surfing.
That's true.
You know what? Props to mom and dad, though, for just making that drive both ways. Do you guys do two surf sessions sometimes?
Yeah, if it's really good, we usually do.
Yeah, so like in the morning and later?
Yeah, we usually surf in the morning, then we'll go to like Sundays and eat like breakfast and do schoolwork, and then we go back surfing.
Bummer.
So fun.
Total bummer. Poor kid.
So now I'm a little worried, though, you know, with the gas prices skyrocketing, like, you know, are you going to have to get a second job to pay for gas?
No, they're going to have to pay rent to Sundays and just hang out.
Yeah. Maybe they'll let you park there for free.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Parking.
Well, okay, let's dive a little deeper,
because
I'm dying to know a few things. Like, are you surfing for a team right now? Like, I think I've seen you on the Savage.
Yes, I surf for Savage Surfboards, Sweetwater Surf Shop, and I'm also on the ESC All-Stars team.
Whoop, whoop! That's awesome.
Yeah.
I have a very honest question.
Like mine was dishonest?
Well, I'm hoping that Sky will be honest with us.
Oh, okay.
So I grew up playing a lot of sports, but it wasn't until I became an adult that I really realized that I had a competitive edge that I liked to, it's like an itch that I needed to scratch. As a kid, I just thought I was playing, you know? So I'm wondering, because plenty of kids surf and enjoy it, but you enjoy competing, I'm assuming, and I'm just wondering if you're a self-starter, like you just are so driven and when you're out in the competition, you know, you light up, or is it something that your parents help push?
No, I'm kind of more self-driven. Yeah.
So you didn't compete, Dad?
I did not compete.
Okay, so this is new.
This is new for her, but now she makes me compete.
Yeah.
At the Legends.
Yeah.
The 50-year-olds and over.
Yeah. Master.
As soon as she started, she wanted me back in it. So I was like, okay, I'll do it.
Good.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we don't have Dad mic'd, so I apologize if the audio is compromised, the little listeners.
That's okay.
We'll do our best.
He's in the background.
Yeah.
Sky's the star. So I kind of picture Sky, you know, I'm sure you have too, watched some of the Bethany Hamilton movies and just her Unstoppable that came out. And she talks a lot about, they talk a lot about her early surfing days and kind of what her mentality was going into the waves and going into competitions. Like she, y'all seem to have that in common, just the like the go after it, you know, really trying to go to the next level of training or competing. So I'm curious, what are some of the wins you're most proud of? And then what are you kind of hoping to achieve this year?
Well, one of the wins I'm most proud of is getting fourth place at Easterns. And I really want to achieve getting just a trophy at NSSA Regionals.
Okay.
Or the championships.
Well,
what's the age bracket?
I do... Well, at Easterns last year, I did a 12 and under.
Okay.
But now I'm too old, so I have to do 14 under this year.
You
know what,
so you got some stiff competition.
Stiffer, yeah, but that's good because you'll surf harder.
Yeah.
Yeah. I enjoy a little pressure. That's good. Well, I have a question, too. You know, we're fairly close to Riceville Beach, as opposed to if you lived in Kansas and you wanted to be a surfer.
Or Raleigh.
That'd be complicated, right?
Yeah.
Or Raleigh even, yeah. So do you find that being here is an advantage or overall a disadvantage because maybe our waves are smaller? Where's your sweet spot for surf training? Like if you could just go anywhere and stay and surf, is this place good?
Yeah, I love this place. I love Riceville Beach.
Yeah.
And the waves are good enough.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. Okay.
Have you traveled anywhere to surf?
I've traveled to the Outer Banks.
Yeah, that's some heavy surf there. What'd Did you go to the Hatteras?
Yes.
Okay.
I surfed there for Easterns and regionals for the ESA.
Okay.
We're ignorant. We should know that.
Well, I mean, it's not, they travel. Yeah. But so was it a good wave day?
Yeah, there were some days that were good and some days it was really big and tough.
Mm-hmm.
Windy.
Yeah.
Windy. Mm-hmm. Really That's windy. Not fun.
No.
I surfed in the wind once and it was really difficult. I just kept getting
blown out.
Tumbled. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was embarrassing.
So what is there a height of wave at this point that you is maxing out your comfortability?
Well, today there were some waves that were like really big.
Mm-hmm.
That was probably my limit.
Okay. Was probably almost head. Well, it's definitely her head high.
Yeah.
It might be shoulder high for most of us. So, yeah. Yeah. There were some chunky waves.
Mm-hmm.
Out here, they also when they're to your, sorry, I turned my head. When they're to your back.
And you are in the
it's
trough.
It's intimidating.
Yeah.
They all look huge.
Yeah. And then you look over and actually they were kind of breaking fast in that middle section. If you were, you know, if they were big enough, they were coming in hard and fast.
Yeah. So are you most interested when you're surfing in stuff where you can ride a shorter board and just go wee, 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 wee? Or do you enjoy longboarding?
I love longboarding, actually. Mm-hmm. It's really fun for me.
When did you start longboarding? Because it wasn't that long ago, right?
I started longboarding about just a year ago.
Nice.
Oh, okay. Wow. Mm-hmm.
And so what do you, because I feel like that's such a big board for you. Like it's hard, like I have a hard time turning the longboard, you know, getting to the right spot to move that big thing around.
Yeah.
Mm.
When I first started longboarding, I hated it.
Yeah.
It's new.
It was just tough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was just different.
And so what's a trick that you've learned how to do on the longboard?
I've learned how to cross step up to the nose.
Dang, in 1 year.
Can you do that?
No.
Well, dang. You need
I
to
mean,
practice.
I can cross step up, and I took Don's board out on some small days in Puerto Rico, and I'd get like a foot from it. But then I'd can't cross step back. Backwards is harder than
forwards.
Yeah,
I need to work on my cross stepping back too.
Well, I'm glad you said it so I don't have to. You need to work on your cross stepping back. Well, I mean, she doesn't just surf though. Because I did a little research ahead of time to just kind of see what you were into and all that. And it showed a lot of skate park stuff.
Yes, I do love skateboarding for fun. If the waves are flat, it's really good practice for surfing.
Carving. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which one's harder?
Probably surfing because the waves are always changing.
Mm-hmm.
More dynamic.
Different. And but the skate parks are always the same.
That's right. True.
I feel like it's harder to skate because it's scarier.
Because it's concrete.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's true because the waves are always different and the variables, you might have wind changes, tide changes, wave size. But when you're at a skate park or have you been to a pump track anywhere?
No, but I've been wanting to.
Right? Mm. I would give anything to go back 10 years and learn how to skate. But at this age, I've decided I'm just going to surf. If I'm going to fall, it is going to be in the water. And it may be gnarly, but at least it was in the water.
At least you'll survive. Yeah, because
well,
of
maybe.
Broken
but
leg.
I love it. Yeah. So.
Yeah, don't.
It's worth.
Don't skate.
No.
Listen, I'm all about adventure, but it seems like a bad idea. I like your shirt, by the way.
Yeah, look.
So.
Free diving.
But you don't want to compete in skating.
No. Maybe eventually, but not yet.
Because you're not as interested in it or you don't think you're good enough yet?
No, I'm not as... I mean, I love skateboarding, but it's more like for my free time. It's just for fun.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
For practice. For
yeah,
surfing.
It's hard. You can't make everything a competition.
Oh. Well, yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Is there like, you know, times that you surf that you feel like are just for fun? Well, I guess Ashley already asked that and it's a little bit of both, but...
Yeah.
Okay.
What about this tennis?
Yeah.
That's a whole other thing.
Yeah. So are you competing in tennis?
Yes. I used to compete. I haven't competed that much since I started surfing more contests.
Mm-hmm.
But I used to compete a lot when I was around 10, 11.
Mm-hmm.
But But I still practice tennis every day of the week except for Fridays. Okay. For about like 2 hours, two, three
Good
hours.
Good Lord, every day of the week, 2 hours. Mm-hmm. That's wow. What, so you're pretty serious about the tennis still.
Yeah.
Yeah. And where do you guys go for that?
We go to MP Park.
That's another trot down the street. That makes it easier. Yeah. Mom's close by.
Yeah.
That makes it easier. Yeah. Okay, good.
Well, anywhere else that you traveled besides the Outer Banks?
I saw you had a surf. Oh, yes.
The ranch.
I've gone to Waco, Texas. Waco. To the BSR Surf Ranch, which is really fun.
Yeah.
I saw pictures from that. I mean, I was jealous.
What makes that so fun?
It's an artificial wave.
Uh-huh.
And it has like a really good wall and you can get barreled. And they also have air sections you can do.
What?
So basically all the things that you're dreaming of doing in the water, you can just have it right there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's pretty nice.
I know.
Yeah. Kids these days.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah. So is there a place that you've been really wanting to go?
I really have been wanting to go to Costa Rica, probably.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And do you want to do like Nassara longboard wave, or do you want to hit like some? Are you goofy foot or regular?
Regular.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool. Well,
what about Puerto Rico?
I would want to visit Puerto Rico too.
You should go on Laurel's trip. It's fun.
We're gonna do. I had another mom say her and her daughter, Laura, and her daughter would like to do a mom daughter trip, but it could be a dad daughter trip too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it could be. Yeah,
we won't make you share a room.
Dad and daughter, his own room. They gotta share a room. Well, that kind of leads into my next question.
Okay,
do you have any buddies? Like girlfriends your age that are surfing with you?
Yeah, I have a couple friends.
Awesome. I have a whole little crew that surfs. So
yeah.
Have you been to, did you go to surf Supergirl Pro down in Florida?
No, I didn't, but I do want to go this year.
I want to go. Mm-hmm. Man, it looked so fun.
It sounds to me like Skye needs some sponsors. And she needs her sponsors to step up and send her to these things.
Yeah, does
Am I right, Skye?
Savage Surfboard.
Come on, Savage.
Her down. Sweetwater Surf Shop.
Send a check. She's 12. She's up and coming. She's got school.
She's
parents
a hard
working.
Worker.
A sibling, brother or sister.
Little bro, right?
Little brother.
Yeah, come on.
Is he surfing?
Not yet.
Okay.
Mm. He's taking swim lessons first.
Oh, good. Good idea.
Well, who's he taking swim lessons with?
The YMCA.
Oh, he needs some better swim lessons from...
YMCA is great. Okay.
Oh,
YMCA
is great. Okay.
We'll teach him how to swim. He's 4?
Yep.
Yeah, let's talk about it. Is he swimming at all?
Yeah, he's just starting.
Great.
He's good with the water. He's starting.
Great. Water cool. Babies.
Yeah. Well, let's drift on into some God waters. What do you think?
Unless there's anything else that Skye wants to talk about.
I did want to ask you one thing, because I know you're doing a lot of training, and I was just curious if there was something that you're doing out of the water that you feel like is really making a difference in the water.
I think I've been doing CrossFit in the morning on Thursdays, like 6 a.m. I think it's really helping with my paddling strength and my leg strength for turns.
Sweet.
Yeah, and that tennis 2 hours a day, it can't hurt.
Yeah.
That can't hurt.
I would think she'd be fatigued.
Yeah.
You're young.
Yeah, her ankles are going to be this big around. They're going to be pure muscle, all that turning and tennising. Is there anything else you wanted to mention or talk about?
Not really.
We covered everything?
Yeah.
We are so good. All right, let's tread.
Okay.
So,
bloop.
We are both Christians. And so at the end of our podcast, we typically talk about a scripture and how it relates to the theme of our podcast. So today I was in charge.
Because
Laurel is slack. No, we decided we were going to share the responsibility.
Yes.
So I chose chapter 1, verse 17. What did you think about my choice?
I liked it.
You did?
I liked it.
All right. So here it is. Whatever is good and perfect is a gift coming down to us from God our Father, who created all the lights in the heavens. He never changes or casts a shifting shadow. What I wanted to focus on here is whether or not you think that your abilities in the water as a surfer, because not everybody is surfing competitively at 12 and playing tennis for 2 hours and skateboarding and doing all of those really cool things. So do you feel like you're gifted, or do you just work really, really hard?
I feel like I put in a lot of hard work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you had absolutely no ability before?
No, I think I did.
What was it? Were you just not afraid? Because sometimes it's just as simple as not being afraid to try so you can get after it.
No, I'm still a little afraid.
Okay.
I've seen
like
you out there
truth.
On a day that I knew I was a little afraid. I've seen Sky come out there and I'm like, oh, wow. And I think you went in early, a little bit earlier than maybe she would have normally. And but I thought kudos to you for like pushing past that, you know, like I don't really want to go out on a day like this, but I one day want to be able to feel comfortable on a day like this, which means I got to get uncomfortable first.
Oh, yeah. That's where you make, I don't know if you would agree with us on this, Sky, but that's where you make the biggest gains when you go out there anyway and you're tired, you go out there anyway and you're afraid, and you have those small achievements that make the biggest difference, in my opinion.
Why don't you share, what do you think about, because you're a gifted, or you're a very highly decorated freediver.
Well, that's why I posed the question, because people ask me this all the time. They say, do you have natural ability, or did you just train hard? And the answer is both, because a natural ability can get you here, but that last, you know, 10-20% comes from the hard work that you put in. But I tell people, I don't think I'm unusually gifted. I just think I was too dumb to be afraid of it. So when they said, won't you just dive deep? I was like, okay, I'll dive deep. Yeah. And I did it. And but truthfully, there is maybe some gifting there, because I did go quite deep early on in my career. Mm-hmm. So maybe you have that same kind of experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, where you kind of at first, maybe it was a little easier to you. Anyway, I'm grateful for my gift. Because now I get to share it with others for a living.
Yeah. And another, when you said that about, you know, being too dumb to know better, mm-hmm. that reminded me of when I was in Mexico with the longboard club, and we were at this long, big wave, Saladita. They have a big contest there now, but it was 10 feet. But I was there with Billy Curry and a bunch of guys that really knew what they were doing, and who yelled for me to paddle into the wave. I didn't know better. I didn't know it was as big as it was.
But ignorance is so
bliss.
Right. It is clutch in the beginning, because otherwise there's too much hesitation, maybe.
Yeah, because commitment is huge.
Yeah.
Especially in a big wave. And but anyway, that progressed my surfing, because just seeing a picture of me in a wave that large, I was like, I can surf.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, some of those days you feel like I just can't surf at all. And then once
I know
in a while,
exactly how you feel. What you're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm new to surfing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty new. Scott, I did it a few times last summer.
Scott might give you a lesson.
For free.
The best way to learn is to teach.
It's gotta be a free lesson.
Okay.
Maybe y'all could trade.
Yeah, we could trade. Actually, free diving is wonderful for surfers.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Make you more comfortable and give you some advantages. Just knowing your capacity for the breath hold and everything will make you less afraid of the hold down. So
she wants to learn that. She wants to learn breath holding.
Well, I'm happy to sponsor a class for you this summer.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah.
And you know what? It won't take much for you to surpass my record, breath hold.
Nope. Nope. Speaking of being afraid, hey, if she does decide to do it, maybe you should come back for a little refresher.
Yeah. Or just let's just call it the first time. It feels like the first time again. Well,
all right.
Sky, we just want to thank you so much for coming out today, and we just enjoyed interviewing you. I hope you had a good time.
Yes, I did.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and she talked plenty.
Yeah.
That was good. Thanks, Dad, for bringing her out, letting her do it.
And thanks, Dad, for bringing her out every day to the waves.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Dad.
Kudos to Dad.
And also, this has to count as some kind of English credit or something, right?
Yeah, can this be a school assignment?
Check. Check. Check it off the box.
All right.
All right. Well, you know what?
What?
Laurel, I'll see you before we record again. But yeah, let's wrap it up and chat next time.
Okay. Well, then have you listeners subscribed to our newsletter, where you'll be the first to hear about the next surf retreat or the next Evolve freediving.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, that was epic fail. Epic fail.
Rin, I'm just going to say that
Sorry,
was your wife.
Not graceful.
Hit the mic. Yeah. Also, if you're not getting our newsletter and you signed up for it, I bet it's going to spam.
Yeah, so check that. And if you're not a patron, go to our website, and if you find it in your heart to be a patron, do it, because we'd really love to pay for editing.
Yeah, and check out Sky the Surfer Girl on Instagram, and you can see some of her really cool surfing escapades.
And absolutely, we're going to link to Instagram, to her YouTube channel, to all that stuff in the page
pew, pew.
On this post, okay? So
cool. Adios, amigos.
See you next time.